Our next person on the panel is Reverend Pamela Mann. Pamela is an interfaith minister when she has a very successful wedding officiant business. But this year, Pamela's been refocusing her business to be a coach for women who want to bring the sacred into their everyday lives. Pamela, now what she's doing in her business is using powerful rituals to help women connect with that deep spiritual part of themselves that they've forgotten because they've been so busy raising children, or they've been working, or they've been doing volunteer work. They're now ready to create their second half of their lives with their own deep connected guidance. Pamela's done some really serious butt kicking this year. She's rebranded her business. She's gotten her message very clear. She started an entire new website dedicated to this business, and she's created offerings for her services. And she did this while managing her current wedding business. And what I really love about Pamela is that she embodies her brand. She really is that. In every interaction I've had with Pamela, she chooses to come from that place of sacredness, from a place of love. She shows up. She does her inner work, you know, to be able to have the business she wants. She really is the embodiment of being your sacred self. So, Pamela, welcome to the call. Hi.
Hi. I'm happy to be here today.
So I want to just ask you what your experience has been in the Diamond Program and, you know, getting coaching for yourself and, you know, your business. What has your experience been?
My experience has far exceeded my expectations. I honestly have to say that this has been one of the best things that ever happened to me. I was flailing around. I got the term from Spirit back in 2005 to become a spiritual empowerment coach, and I'm going, great, what the hell is that? Nobody else has that title, and you know, I had a lot of arguments with God of like, oh my God, I have to build this and create this and figure it out for myself. And it's been the journey, and I did regular jobs, and I was doing administrative work, and I was fired from my last two. So I got the message from the universe that was, you know, the universe was telling me this is not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be focusing on your ministry and building your business.
And we call that the divinely unemployable.
Exactly. And I knew that I had done some life coaching with other coaches that were not really big name people, but I didn't pay a lot, and I didn't get much from the program either. And when I found Ann, I researched all of the big ones. I mean, I researched everybody before I came to Ann, and my intuition said Ann is the one that I'm going to, because she understands me, because she gets the woo factor that comes into the spiritual realm. So I came into the program, and I did not have clarity on what I wanted to do and who I wanted to reach or how to do it. And Ann helped me with getting that, and it's been a year of a lot of long, hard conversations of, like, clarifying it, and then I would think of something else, and then she goes, but you already said this, and, you know, almost these little arguments, but they were loving, and and it helped me to get very clear and see what I really wanted to do. And I have to say that being a divine diamond with you, Anne, has been fantastic, because the support goes beyond what is even on the website. With all of the tools that you offer us, with all of the phone calls, with all of the people that are in the divine diamonds, and then the other business club calls, have been so supportive to me. And it seems like whenever there is any kind of need that of support that I need, it's there in one way or another. And I have been so grateful, because you have held my hand when I was scared and my fear was talking and saying, you can't do this. And Anne was like, you can do this. I know you can do this. I've seen you. And that's been very helpful. And the emergency tapping session that we had was extremely helpful in shifting a lot of things that were holding me back that go back to my childhood. And we just had this emergency call just a couple of weeks ago, And it was so funny because it was about my personal life with my sister and my son and things that were going on in the house that I inherited when my dad died. And then during the call, as we were doing the tapping, I was expressing how frustrated that I was because it was, I thought it was an obstacle and a distraction from taking me away from my business. And Anne was able to tap me through that and to get to kind of the core of it. And then after that, Anne helped me to see the flip side of this is my business right now, and that these other components and other pieces, you know, are part of that too. But she reminded me that the experience that I was having and the pain that I was going through are exactly the pains that my clients will be going through, and I'm doing this so that I can better understand and better connect to the people that I'm going to work with. And that really made a huge difference for me. I mean, it was like somebody flipped a light switch and turned on some things in my brain and just opened a lot of things up that I hadn't even thought of before. And that was so helpful.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting, too, because we'd had that conversation a number of times throughout the course of this year, but it wasn't until you were sort of in it, you know, sort of neck deep, that
yes,
you got it
exactly.
In your body. Like you, because mm-hmm. I can remember having that conversation more than once about
yes.
all of the different things that you've gone through that will help your clients. But once you were in it and you felt it deeply, you know, you were like it became visceral. Then it became, okay, got it. Like, I got it. Because sometimes that's what it takes for us, you know, to really get it down deep in our being. And that will shift everything. Congratulations. That's huge. Really huge. What was your greatest fear before you signed up?
My greatest fear was how am I going to pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
Because my husband is not financially assisting me in paying for my coaching, so this is something that I'm strictly doing on my own from my other business, and that was probably my biggest fear. And I would say that the other biggest fear was getting myself out there, putting myself out there. So I was afraid of succeeding, and I was afraid of failing.
Mm. Really powerful. And is that how has that worked out? Both of them. Putting yourself out, and can you pay for it?
I have been able to pay for it because I have been working on my money blocks, and I have been using my credit cards to work for me, and I was afraid of going in debt, but then I'm seeing how it's enabling me to actually have my business, and it has been slowly coming along, but since I've been working with Anne, my income has been higher than it has been, like each month it's a little bit higher than the month before. And I've been able to use a lot of my cash flow, so I have been able to work with that. And I've had some discussions with my husband, which for the time being, I have been relieved of kind of doing some of my financial obligations to the household, with the understanding that once I build up my coaching business that I will get back to the levels I was at before and beyond. But, you know,
so you got support. So you actually got extra support there as well.
Yes.
Wow.
I did.
Yeah, that's
And
great.
I've been able to pay all my bills and not have to worry about that. And that has been quite a shift for me.
And putting yourself out there, I know that you have you've participated in three of the JV giveaways this year, joint venture giveaways, for somebody who doesn't know what that is. And you've developed a downloadable guided meditation. I mean, you've really stepped up in your visibility as well. Plus, you were willing to do this, which was scary for you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Putting myself out there. And I just signed on for my wedding business and for my coaching, a magazine that will go out to about 20 housing developments in and I'm the exclusive as the wedding officiant to communities that are in golfing communities. And so it'll be guaranteed 20,000 issues going out.
Congratulations. So that visibility.
And I would have never done that if I had not had the tools and the courage that I've and the esteem that I've built up from being in this program to put, I mean, that's really putting myself out there, in addition to putting myself on in the internet and showing my big girl panties out in the internet. I mean, it's been amazing.
All right. Thank you so much, Pamela. I want to move on to Sarah because we still have four more. So thank you.
You're welcome.